You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Here's a program from our archives. This week, villagers in northern Greece are celebrating St. Constantine's Day in a ceremony that climaxes with revelers dancing barefoot across a bed of hot coals. They carry relics sacred to St. Constantine, and it's said that these holy items protect them from the flames. But is there also a scientific explanation for this phenomenon? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Dr. Kenneth Kilstrom is a professor of physics at Westmont College, who's been known to walk across coals himself as a demonstration to his students. He's told us that, aside from faith, St. Constantine's followers have several physical principles protecting the soles of their feet.
There are basically three reasons why it works. The first is heat capacity. If you're baking bread in an oven, if you put your hand in the oven and just touch the air, you don't get burned. If you touch the bread, it feels warmer. But if you touch the side wall of the oven, you burn yourself badly. The difference is that the wall of the oven has a much higher heat capacity than either the bread or the air. And so the first thing that helps is that the coals have a relatively low heat capacity. The second issue is thermal contact, that when you walk on the coals, there's usually a little bit of a layer of ash on them. Basically, the heat doesn't transfer very efficiently from the coals to your feet. You do not want to camp out on the coals, and so generally you walk reasonably briskly across because the coals are hot, and given enough time, even with the poor thermal contact, the lower heat capacity, eventually it will burn your feet, and it doesn't take that terribly long.
Whether you're carrying icons or a physics textbook under your arm, firewalking is not recommended as a casual pastime. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.